During both good times and bad, what truck drivers want remains the same. Consistent miles, paychecks, and home time. If the company you're driving for can't provide that, you owe it to yourself to find a company that can. Schneider has the freight and job options that drivers need to be successful. Changes in shippers' needs have created new business opportunities, keeping Schneider drivers busy and productive. Stop living in uncertainty and start driving for a company that provides peace of mind. Apply today at SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. Insider Mike Florio.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Tom Thayer in today for Mike Mulligan, and we are always pleased to join Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And Mike joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Mike.
What's going on, guys? How are you today?
Doing well. Big story out of Washington. Obviously, the Washington NFL team makes the announcement yesterday. Right time, right thing for the wrong reasons, perhaps, Mike. Daniel Snyder getting criticized a little bit because of the corporate pressure that he buckled to, but I think it was a long time coming. What did you think about the way it went down, and when will they get a new nickname?
Well, I was stunned by the fact that the outgoing name and the outgoing logo were plastered all over the press release that was sent out, and ultimately by the announcement that the old name stays until the new name is chosen, which I don't think people in the league office were anticipating. That to me felt like the last little middle finger from Daniel Snyder by saying this name will be retired, but it remains in place until we have the next name. Why not just get rid of the old name and have no, you don't need a name. You're not doing anything. You don't have practice. You don't have games. And if everybody knows the name is going to be gone, why do you continue to be referred to by that name? But I think what it does as a practical matter, it just increases the pressure for them to get all their ducks in a row, I's dotted, T's crossed, trademark rights properly secured so they can announce their new name. And I think it means at the latest when training camp opens, at the earliest by the end of this week.
Hey, Mike, this 10-year deal for Patrick Mahomes, it's the first time I've seen in the NFL. I don't know if you ever have before. Has there ever been a player in history that you would give a 10-year deal to, and how do you feel about it?
Well, there's plenty of players you'd give a 10-year deal to. There aren't many players, especially in this day and age, who should take a 10-year deal when you consider that Patrick Mahomes still had 2 years left on his rookie contract. So now he's committed for 12 seasons. And yes, he's got injury guarantees. And yes, there's a device that makes it harder for the Chiefs to cut him. But with the salary cap, once we get on the other side of the pandemic, likely to go up dramatically when we get new TV money and, more importantly, money from the coming proliferation of legalized sports betting, the market's going to keep going up. There's going to be a chance that by the time we get to the middle to latter part of this decade, Patrick Mahomes is going to look at that contract, look at other quarterbacks' contracts, and say, what the hell did I do? And the cash flow, you know, I was always told this about contracts. Three key factors: signing bonus, fully guaranteed money at signing, and cash flow over the first 3 years. And on those three metrics, Mahomes' deal is horrible in comparison to other contracts. And he's still committed for 9 years after the first three. Now, again, he's got the protection, and they came up with a device that makes it hard for the Chiefs to get rid of him. Not that they're going to want to get rid of him anyway, but I think that quarterbacks and all great players in this day and age should be pushing for shorter commitments, not longer commitments, because you want to get back to the table after circumstances have changed, after the cap has gone up, after the market has gone up, so you're never in a situation where you feel like you're not being fairly paid.
Mike, I find it almost inconceivable that the Chiefs and Texans rookies are scheduled to report to training camp on Saturday. This before there really aren't any protocols in place except for the understanding that they should be tested 48 hours in advance. But is this A, going to happen? And B, what is the biggest obstacle between now and July 28th for teams to clear so they can have training camp begin as they want according to the schedule?
Well, here's what's going on. The NFL and the NFLPA are trying to work out the lingering issues on which they disagree. Testing procedures. The union wants players to be tested every day with a 24-hour turnaround. The league wants something less extensive than that. Issues with opt-outs. Who will be able to say, I choose not to play this year with no financial penalty beyond giving up salary? Other economic issues. What happens with the losses that are inflicted this year by the pandemic? Does it affect the salary cap next year? Do they smooth it out from 2022 through 2030? How many preseason games will there be? The players continue to say, we want none. But here's the thing to remember. This isn't like a normal CBA where you bargain to impasse and then somebody either initiates a work stoppage, whether it's a lockout or a strike. If they can't reach an agreement, the NFL implements its rules for the pandemic, and then the practical and realistic relief for the union will be to file a grievance challenging whether or not they're being given a safe workplace. There's not going to be a wildcat strike. That's not going to happen, because if they try to do that, the NFL is going to pull the plug on the entire CBA, because they'd love to get out from under this CBA that the players just ratified back in March after the pandemic hit. So they're going to have rules by the end of the week. There's either going to be an agreement between the league and the union on what the rules are, or the NFL is going to unilaterally implement whatever things they can't agree on. But there will be rules in place by the end of the week, and they are continuing to talk, and they understand what the deadlines are. And I think by Saturday, unless the NFL decides at the urging of the union to press pause, the NFL is going to be ready to say, these are the rules, and everybody, let's go. It's time to get to work.
Hey, Mike, who's going to have to change the most, Cam or Belichick?
I think it's more Cam or Josh McDaniels. I think Bill Belichick is going to delegate a lot of the offensive approach to Josh McDaniels. I had one coach express to me that the relationship between Newton and McDaniels will be critical to whether or not this works. And there's concern that maybe McDaniels and Newton won't get along the way that they need to. But look, let's see what happens. And we've seen plenty of yelling and screaming from Tom Brady at Josh McDaniels over the years, and it didn't exactly keep them from having a lot of success together. The key is this. When McDaniels drafted Tim Tebow in 2010 in Denver, McDaniels developed an offense that would be used by Tim Tebow. And eventually, that offense was used by Tebow after McDaniels had been fired. That offense, the belief is going to be the offense that Josh McDaniels implements for Cam Newton. And when you have a guy who is more skilled across the board than Tim Tebow, and the offense was designed to provide the kind of blocking that keeps the quarterback out of harm's way, which is a very important element for Cam Newton given all of his injuries, I think this has the potential to be exceptionally great for the Patriots. I think they'll thrive amid the chaos of the 2020 season. And if Cam Newton is healthy, it's going to be the best up to $7.5 million that anyone has ever spent.
Breaking news here on The Score is brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series on radio.com. And that breaking news this morning, Mike, Adam Schefter reporting the Eagles are re-signing nine-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman Jason Peters, 38-year-old Jason Peters, to a one-year deal, not to play tackle, but to play guard, because they lost Pro Bowl right guard Brandon Brooks to a season-ending torn Achilles injury, and now we'll try to get 38-year-old Jason Peters to move inside and to play guard. What's your reaction to that move?
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense for both sides. Obviously, the Eagles have the need, but more importantly for Peters and any other free agent who continues to be unsigned, but who has an extensive history with one team, with all the other stuff that is going to be different this year, I think that finding a way to stay with a team that you're familiar with makes the changes less jarring and less difficult and less distracting than they would be if Jason Peters had decided, I'm going to uproot my life and sign with the Texans and go into one of the coronavirus hotspots right now. I just think that given where everything currently is, these guys who have been waiting and waiting and waiting, I think, are best served to find a way to stay with the team they played with last year, do a one-year deal, and then figure out what you're going to do next year when hopefully all of this other craziness has subsided.
Hey, Mike, when you look at the two high-profile free agent quarterbacks and Brady and Rivers, which one of these guys signed with the best supporting cast to give themselves a chance to win?
Well, look, you can't go wrong with a great offensive line, and the Indianapolis Colts have put together one of the best offensive lines in football, anchored by Quentin Nelson, who completely changed the vibe and the attitude and the dynamic there. So I think Phillip Rivers gets that edge. And actually, you know, I heard back at the time there was some interest by Tom Brady in the Colts. But I think the Colts had the old once bitten, twice shy thing when dealing with trying to lure someone away from the Patriots. And there was a fear that if the Colts showed interest in Brady, that would have caused the Patriots to step up and do everything they could to keep Brady from leaving. So the Colts didn't want to go down that Josh McDaniels rabbit hole again. But I just think that Brady is the better quarterback, and that's going to elevate the supporting cast. And I think Brady, when you look at what he's done in Tampa, not that I agree with him continuing the workouts even after the NFLPA said don't do any of this stuff until training camp opens, he's going to be the kind of leader that inspires these guys to do everything they need to do. He's going to hold them accountable. He's got great receivers to throw the football to. As long as his blockers will do enough to buy him time to get rid of the football, I think Brady's in a position to be exceptional this year. And hopefully there will be a Super Bowl, and hopefully that Super Bowl will be the Buccaneers and the Patriots.
Mike, you know how provincial we can be here in Chicago, but I want to get your perspective on this. The other day, Allen Robinson responded to LaDainian Tomlinson on NFL Network. He referred to Allen Robinson as being inconsistent, or he said something about needing to be more consistent, and he labeled the Bears wide receivers the weakest part of their team, and that's not necessarily up for debate. But I don't understand why Allen Robinson doesn't have more respect nationally outside of Chicago, because inside Chicago, as Tom will tell you, I mean, this is a guy that shows up for work. He's always accountable, and he's pretty reliable the last 2 years. His biggest flaw is that he hasn't played for very consistent quarterbacks. What is the reason, do you think, outside of Chicago, he doesn't get a ton of respect?
Well, look, and there have been plenty of guys who have played for inconsistent quarterbacks who have still had gigantic numbers. Larry Fitzgerald and DeAndre Hopkins come to mind. I think the worst thing that could have happened to Allen Robinson is to have had such a great start to his career. In his second season in Jacksonville, he had 1,400 receiving yards, and it created this expectation that he was going to be among the best two, three, or four receivers in all of football. And then after that, it tailed off, and I think he's been chasing that ever since. Now, he had 1,147 receiving yards last year, which is incredibly good considering the quality of the quarterback play, but I think that's what did it. The kiss of death was that great second season and then the inability to build upon it, and it caused a lot of people, you know, a lot of people who chase the statistics and get caught up in the fantasy football angle, they've kind of written him off as a high-end receiver. Once you get the quarterback situation properly stabilized, he's going to be in a position to really explode.
Hey, Mike, when you look at the Bears quarterback competition, you look at Brady Rivers, you look at Cam Newton, is this 1 year that the NFL needs one to maybe two preseason games above all others?
Well, the NFL, I think, needs one to two preseason games so that everyone can go through the motions of what it's going to feel like and look like and be like on game day. You don't want these new procedures to be used for the first time in games that count. That's what the NFL is pushing. The Players Association is saying, but wait a minute. We've got guys who weren't able to properly work out all offseason long. You're going to put them in game situations when they should be more slowly getting themselves into game shape. And on top of it, what's the financial upside? Fans aren't going to be there anyway. You don't make much TV money off of these preseason games. Why do you want to do it? But I think the value this year, and beyond the football value, although I don't know how much the starters are going to play in these games if they have them, the real value is, you know, we've seen guys like injured players that we knew weren't going to play anyway, but they're out there in uniform. They went through the whole pregame warm-ups. Just the routine, getting comfortable now when it doesn't count with what it's going to feel like when it does count. I think that's why the NFL keeps pushing this notion of having two preseason games, because I think the NFL is concerned. I think they're concerned that these procedures may not work, or at least work the way they want to. So they want to go through a dry run, a dress rehearsal a couple of times, so tweaks can be made if needed to make sure everything's right for when the regular season begins. Hopefully it will.
Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you next week. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk and ProFootballTalk.com. Good stuff. I'd like to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thank you for listening. Thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
I was just responding to Trubisky.
Also to Kevin Zipak.
It's sequential for us.
Most of all, thank you to the glue, the operation, Ray Diaz.
You have nobody guarding your potatoes.
Tom, it's been a lot of fun talking all sorts of things, the whole gamut. We will do this again tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it. Thank you for having me, David.
Yep. Tom Thayer was in for Mully today. We had a lot of fun. We'll have more tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you then. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
Cubs fans, baseball is back, and The Score has all three Cubs exhibition games starting Sunday. Listen to Pat and Ron bring you all the action of Cubs versus White Sox live at Wrigley Field. Our coverage starts at 6:50.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Chicago Cubs 2020 Exhibition Baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Ex-Cub and Sosa teammate Mickey Morandini.
There were several things. I mean, the Kerry Wood performance, 20 strikeouts, that's probably, you know, right up there at the top. And just grinding down the last month, you know, we were in a pennant race. It was back and forth. You know, I had never been in a pennant race, obviously, with the Cubs before. It was incredible the way, you know, we had support from the fans. And even on the road, you know, we usually outnumbered the fans on the road. And then obviously, you know, the Brant Brown game, I always got to talk about it. I hate to, but the drop in left field that almost cost us a game or cost us a playoff spot. And the game against the Giants, you know, to the play-in game. And then obviously the thing, you know, we watched last night, the Sosa-McGuire battle. It was so much fun to be a part of that. I can remember it like it was yesterday.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Music trivia.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing.
Thinking green can make people think of new and useful innovations. A scuba diving group recently started making face masks out of plastic bottles that were found in the ocean. So not only is the group helping clean up the oceans and recycling, but also helping people protect themselves in these uncertain times. What innovative ways can you help the environment? It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com.